And if you think those Dutch fans at the World Cup were showing some skin, you should check out the scene in New Hampshire at Motorcycle Rally Week. There's plenty of exposed flesh, much of it covered in plenty of ink. Reporter Shannon Mullen went to check out the tattoos.
On Weir's Beach Boulevard in Laconia, it seems like people who have tattoos far outnumber those who don't. Ron Lefort from Massachusetts has his shoulders covered in ink and the word infantry tattooed across his chest.
Everyone's getting them. It's like a sickness. It's spreading. It's awesome. You can look at people's tattoos and tell what they've done, where they've been. It says a lot about people.
My name is Kevin Blaze, Salem, New Hampshire, and I just have tattoos. I tell a story of things I like. I'm a fireman, so I have a firefighter tattoo. There's a fireman carrying a woman out of a burning building.
My name's Derek Palmerone from New London, Connecticut. Basically, I got tattoos all over the place, and they're all skulls, demons, and flames. Little Harley Davidson stuff here and there, you know. Not many mermaids and anchors anymore.
Demons and
skulls. Yeah, skulls and flames. Yeah.
Tattoos have changed a lot since patriotic symbols and names and hearts were popular in the 1940s. Every year, just for Bike Week, some temporary tattoo parlors set up at both ends of the boulevard. Inside the tattoo zoo, artist Big Steve Pulford is starting an outline on a customer's lower back.
I've got like at least 5 clients that come here every year. They wait for me all year and they come in and they get big work.
Pulford says as tattoos have become more acceptable in America, it might surprise some people to know who's getting them.
Doctors, lawyers, judges, bikers, but I'd say the majority of my clients at home are women. To be honest, I do men tend to get bigger tattoos, but more women get tattooed than men, I think.
Actually, it's about even, but women tend to get tattoos in places where the rest of us won't see them. Another solution for anyone else who might still be afraid of the stigma, there's tattoo ink now that you can't see, except under a black light. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.